Good morning, good morning. Steve Schramm here with another episode of Faithful Business. I hope this finds you doing well. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode. It's exciting to be back from vacation last week and just getting back into the swing of things. Yesterday we talked about this idea of the identity shift, and I really am super interested in this idea, actually from a variety of standpoints. It really does seem to be, when you look at it, like marketing is very much about giving people an identity shift into your world, into the identity that you have created for them. And so there's a lot I could say about this theme, a lot that I'll say probably in the coming days about it. But I mentioned yesterday that I was going to start a little mini series of basically introducing the concept of the identity shift yesterday, and then for the next couple days here, taking some identity shifts that I think you need to have, and actually applying them to your business. Now, one caveat I'll say is these are not like, you know, when I talk about creating an identity shift, you know, this. Yesterday, I used the example of like becoming a drummer versus just playing the drums, or being a podcaster versus just you know, having a podcast. Okay, so I'm talking about this at a very 30,000 foot level. There are much more specific actions and things that you should do if you're really looking to build a company culture that gives folks an identity shift. So that's not my, you know, there are people out there who teach that kind of thing. That's not what I'm teaching right now, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is that that's a good concept to look into. But in general, there are some identity shifts that you can take on that really will help, I think, propel your business. So again, yesterday I mentioned that one of the identity shifts that I've had over the last couple of years is I'm a writer. Okay, that's what I am. I am a writer. I do the things writers do. I have basically withdrawal symptoms if I'm not regularly writing, you know, communicating and publishing through writing. And so today, I want to give you kind of the realization. I'm not going to call you a writer. I'm not going to call you a podcaster. I'm not going to call you a YouTuber or whatever. But it's 2020. And in 2020, if you have a business, you are a publisher. So this is the identity shift I want to talk to you about today. You are a publisher. Now, if you tell me, Steve, no, look, I'm not a publisher. I own a business. I own a landscaping company. I own a tile flooring company. I sell products online. I sell e-commerce products. I'm a coach. I'm a whatever. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your answer is. And you say, I'm a this. I'm not a publisher. Okay? What I'm going to say is, no, you're this and a very bad publisher. Okay? You're a poor publisher. Today's world is as crowded as it's ever been. It's interesting that, you know, when I first got into internet marketing stuff, you know, probably, oh gosh, I don't know, around a decade ago, maybe a little more than that. When I first started learning about this stuff, things were acceptable back then that are no longer acceptable now. And I don't mean morally, although that's true as well, but just from the standpoint of what is going to work because of the technology and where it's at and the user adoption and things of that nature, okay? So, for example, back in the day, you could get away with publishing one blog post per week, and that would be enough. Google would find you, and you could, you know, your audience maybe wouldn't even expect to hear from you much more than that. So once a week, fine. Today, I think you should publish once a day. Once a day you're like, Steve, that's crazy. I can't do that. Well, I gave a whole 22 episode basically teaching lesson a couple weeks ago. I forget exactly what I titled the episode, but it's like 22 minutes long. And it has to do with the subject matter. of basically how you could publish in an hour a day, you could publish a written piece of content, an audio piece of content, and a video piece of content that were all unique, okay? So I know you can do, using repurposing and stuff like that, you could do it in even less time. So for an hour a day per week, and it's like, if you're not publishing, you're not relevant. Some say, well, I rely on paid ads. Paid ads are great. I use paid ads. The problem is that at any point in time, Facebook, Google, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're running the ads, LinkedIn, they can change the game in an instant because they own the traffic, right? They can totally take that away from you. They can make it to where it costs too much to advertise on their platform, etc. And so you need to have a strong organic presence. Okay, a presence, in other words, that is gained not by paying for it, but by creating content of some sort, by publishing. And again, you say, well, what about, you know, can I just do it like once a week or whatever? The problem is, if you create content once a week, you're creating 52 pieces of content per year. That means your audience, your people, are only going to hear from you 52 times. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. You have to be more relevant than that. You have to show up in life where they are. You have to publish. In order to be relevant, you have to publish. It doesn't have to be perfect, by the way. This podcast, please, it is so, so far from perfect. I talked about that a little bit before. It's been a while now. Been a couple weeks. But I did. I talked about this, that you know, I'm nervous about this podcast, and that I was nervous about this podcast when I first started it, because I've been doing podcasts of different kinds for around 3 years now, and it's always been such a big deal to me that the audio quality be right and that everything be, you know, perfect, basically. And so this podcast is not perfect. It has no intro. It has no outro. The audio quality is terrible. But you know what is true about it? I'm here. Every day of the week. Well, at least every work day, right? Every weekday. I'm here. And I am trying my best not to be boring. Maybe sometimes I'm a little boring. But I'm relevant because I'm here, right? And I'm not perfect. I'm not smart necessarily. I'm not whatever. But I am here. And I'm with you. And I suspect that you appreciate that about me. That I'm showing up and that I am with you. If you're somebody who is trying to make an impact in the world, and you are listening to this podcast right now and you listen to it every day, then you are experiencing the effects of why it works. You and I are talking today because it makes a difference that we're talking. There is something that you think that I have to say that would add value to your day. And it's a communication. It's a two-way communication that we are having. It's mostly one way, but sometimes every now and then one of you will write to me and say you're really enjoying it, and I appreciate that. I love it when you do that. It helps me. It motivates me to keep going. It doesn't happen often enough, so please write to me, steve@northmexservices.com, and write to me. Tell me that you enjoyed the podcast. But if you're somebody who listens to me every day, you should be publishing for your thing every day. You should, because your audience will feel the same way. And the traction, the kind of traction that you need to build up in terms of you finding your voice and your audience finding you, you're going to have to publish often. And so, I don't know. Oh, geez, I don't know how many days are in a year, how many work days are in the year. But let's just, for simplicity's sake, let's say you publish 7 days a week. So that's 365 times. So 365 times your people are going to hear from you in a meaningful way, as opposed to 52 times. Do you think that would make a difference? Do you think it would make a difference if you could show up for people in a way that is meaningful and adds value and contributes to their lives over 300 times a year? Man, I think it makes a huge difference as opposed to just the 52 that you would do if you published every week. Now, I'm all about the consistency, don't get me wrong. But in the beginning, I believed, and I think it's fairly true, that it wasn't about the quantity. It was about the quality and the consistency. But these days, my mindset on that is shifting a little bit. Should it be high quality? Well, yeah, if at all possible. But it's most important that it be relevant, okay? That you be there, okay? That's the game. You have to be there. And the only way to be there is with frequency. Consistency, yes, but also frequency. You have to be there often. You have to be there through what is going on in the world. I guarantee you, had I been doing this podcast consistently before this COVID thing started, it would have been a major difference for people had I been able to kind of help them through and just be a voice to talk through the COVID stuff. I'm not an expert on it. I mean, there are people who had, I almost don't get this. Like there are people who literally had, you know, basically how to survive and thrive in a tragedy. They were selling online courses. I mean, they had them 2 weeks, you know, coronavirus hits and they were ready in 2 weeks with you know, courses that people could buy on how to make it through a tragedy. I mean, I appreciate their tenacity. But yeah, like, I just want to be there. Like, let's just talk about it, right? We'll talk through it. We're in this together. That's the idea. You give your people the idea that you're in this together. So you need to take on the identity shift that you're a publisher, that you're someone who's relevant, that you're someone who shows up in the lives of your people every single chance that that you get. And it's important. It's really important. It's the only way that people know that you're there for them. All right. Hey, God bless. I am super excited about finishing out this series. I think we'll do one or two more days on this kind of theme, on some other identity shifts that maybe you should take on. And we'll go from there. So be a publisher. Start today. It's super easy. Go back and find that episode. Gosh, I wish I could remember what I called it. Go back and find that episode where I taught how to, it's something about, I think I called it fit the content into your schedule. I think that's what I called it. Fit the content into your schedule. Go back and listen to that episode once, twice, three times. I give you pretty specific tips on how to write a daily blog, on how to do a daily podcast, on how to do a daily YouTube video in a way that should take no time at all. Don't worry so much. Don't stress over the quality. Don't, don't worry about that. Like, what people want is some form of entertainment, and they want to know that you're there for them. They want to feel you there with them. And there are people who are going to like your message, and there are people who aren't going to like your message. And that's okay. That's the nature of being a publisher. Okay? It polarizes people. But at least you're relevant, and at least you're there. All right, God bless you. We'll see you in the next one.